Here's a message from someone who reads my newsletter, The Feel Good Tribe, diligently, and he also listens to this podcast. Hello world, this is Kevin. Currently, I'm pursuing a BSc in computer science and physics. I love to study computer science, coding, and artificial intelligence. I enjoy reading Susmita's The Feel Good Tribe newsletter and listening to the Feel Good Factor podcast because it is nourishing and healing. I'm gaining a lot of real-life practical knowledge and insights into life, veganism, authenticity, self-confidence, positive thinking, going with the flow, flow state, mindfulness, meditations, effects of technology, smartphones, and social media apps, etc. Kevin, thank you so much for your kind words. It makes me really happy to know that you're enjoying the newsletters as well as the podcast. Now, if you, whoever you are who's listening to this right now, if you would like to subscribe to my newsletter, The Feel Good Tribe, go to my website, veganosaurus.com/newsletter. The link is in the show notes. I'd love to see you inside the Feel Good Tribe. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Feel Good Factor. I'm Susmita Veganosaurus and I'm so glad you could join me here today. Hey, hey, hey. We are on episode 150 on the Feel Good Factor. Woohoo! Yes, I am super, super excited. I know it's a random number. Any number is, worth celebrating. It's a cause for celebration and all that. But still, you know, sometimes these little milestones, they add a bit of a kick, a bit of excitement to life. So I wanted to share, you know, since I've come up to 150 episodes, I wanted to share a little bit about how to keep consistently creating. I started the Feel Good Factor at the end of 2019. December 2019 is when it got launched. And I started off by posting one episode every Tuesday diligently. It was great there for a while. I did that for quite some time, for nearly a year. I was posting one episode a week without fail, that too specifically on Tuesday morning it would get published. I'd record it on Monday and then publish it on Tuesday. And if I'd kept up with that, then yes, right now we'd be way ahead. We'd be at, far, far more episodes than 150. But somewhere along the way, I kind of slipped and, metaphorically slipped, not in real life, thankfully. And one episode a week became one in, two or three weeks. And then slowly I stopped I was doing once in a month, once in 2-3 months. I slowly kind of slipped and lost track of that consistency, consistently doing the episodes. And a lot of things happened in life, but more than that, it was just me not really putting in the kind of effort that I was putting in the beginning. But then at the end of 2022, I think September or October, somewhere around the 75th episode mark, I became consistent again. I just restarted after a very long break, maybe 4-5 months of no episodes. I suddenly restarted the podcast. And since then, I was, consistent once again. And I was doing one episode a week, diligently, no matter what. Whether I was sick, whether I was traveling, it didn't matter. I always had one episode published here. And I've been doing that regularly. The difference, the reason this happened and the reason I was able to get back to it and actually continue it the second time around was because of a few things. So those are the things I want to share with you so that whatever project you're involved in or whatever work, anything that you're working on, right, it could probably give you ideas on how you can keep on, keep chugging along, keep moving forward bit by bit, but moving forward surely instead of coming to a standstill and, you know, giving into inertia. Because when we start something, when we're doing something, there's a lot of momentum that gets built with that as a result of the hard work, which happened with the podcast. Initially, when I launched it, you know, I put in a lot of effort to promote it, and then it got built, the momentum got built, people were listening all the time, and, you know, every time I published a new episode, immediately there were a lot of listeners and downloads, a lot of that was happening. And when I stopped posting, when I stopped publishing episodes, I lost a lot of that momentum, and all that hard work that went into it just got lost, because, you know, I wasn't continuing to freshly publish new episodes. And then, you know, people who are regular listeners found something else to listen to, probably, or something else to fill their time with. So they didn't come back to the podcast. And when I restarted it, in 2022, it took a lot of effort to get back to that momentum again, and it took a lot more effort than it did the first time around. And it was a good lesson to me to realize that, okay, you know, this consistency, this momentum, even if it's a slow momentum, even if it's a slow chugging along, slow build, it matters to keep things going. Otherwise, sometimes a lot of the hard work, a good chunk of the hard work, goes down the drain. Not all of it is wasted, of course, because all the earlier episodes before that, people still go and find them and listen to them. And I hear people out of the blue telling me, hey, I started listening to your earliest episodes of the podcast and I'm binging on them and all that. So it's not like the work is completely wasted. It's there, it's out there. And so once you put the work out there, it's always there for the people, you know, who need it, the right people to find it. It's there. But that momentum, that work gets lost if you lose the consistency, if you, you know, just give into inertia. So how do we do this, though? How do we keep going? Because there's so much to do. There's so many things that take up our attention, our time, our lives. So how do we make sure we keep going ahead at something, even at a very slow pace, but we keep going ahead at it? The very first thing is to let go of perfectionism and being too particular about things. So if you think, oh, the only way to do something is to do it properly, that is the beginning of your downfall. I'm not saying it needs to be, you know, poor quality work, poor quality content that you put out there, or whatever it is you're doing. Like if you're writing something or building something, creating something, it doesn't have to be low quality stuff. No, I'm not saying settle for that. But you put your best efforts, but don't keep stressing about the details too much. Don't keep tweaking to make it perfect and presentable, and putting it to make sure that it's in great condition before it's out there in the world. There are some basic things required, basic quality checks required, but beyond that, you don't have to fuss too much. The person who wants to listen to your work, read it, consume it, whatever it is, right? Learn from it. They are happier actually getting the work at all, getting access to it, than, you know, if you made a few mistakes here and there. Like, I would take a lot of time. After I recorded my episodes, I would take a lot of time to sit and cut out the ums and you knows, all the fillers. I used to edit so much. I realized over time, that's not the most important thing, because if editing is going to delay things and then make sure that I'm not even publishing that episode, you know, on time or once a week, if I'm doing it, if all that effort of editing is going to slow things down and not really get the work out there, then there's no point, because the person listening again who's waiting for this week's episode, they'd rather just get the episode. They are more interested in what I have to say. And yeah, as long as it's clear, you know, without too much disturbance and all that in the background, as long as it has some level of decent quality, they don't really care too much about the ums and you knows and stuff like that. The real value in the work is, the real value of the work is in the work itself and not in too many of those refinements and those details. So yeah, you know, letting go of perfectionism has helped me come a long, long way. The second thing is to make simplicity a priority. It kind of ties in with the perfection. One way to make things simpler for yourself is to let go of perfection. That's the very first step, right? But also you can simplify things for yourself more and more and more. And simplicity plays such a significant role in progress. The more complicated we make things for ourselves, the lesser chances are of us progressing properly. And it's not just the lesser chances of progress. If it's too complicated, it may be fun in the beginning, but then we lose interest and then we let it go. And then we jump to another project instead. The you know, anything, when you start newly, it's all exciting, right? There's that new relationship energy. But over time, the excitement fades. And when the excitement fades, if it's still very complicated, then the interest also completely fades. It just dwindles away and you drop it. So if you find yourself jumping from one project to another without actually seeing it all the way through or seeing it steadily through, like a podcast again, it's not an all the way through thing, right? It's just a steady thing. You just keep doing it once a week. There is no end to it as such. But if it is something which is a book, if you're creating a, if you're building a course, if you're creating a work of art, whatever it is, if you're working on any of these things, if you need to ensure that you get to the end, and if you see that you're not, you're starting one project, dropping it, going to something else, dropping it, so you put a lot of effort, then drop it. If you find yourself doing that, then take a look at, you know, how complicated you've made it for yourself. There's a very good chance that the complexity of getting that work done, moving it forward, that complexity is what is the biggest hurdle on your path. Remove the complexity, make it super simple, and then there's no second thought about it. There's no excuse, there's no second thought. You just do it because it's simple to do. So what's the big deal? You'll just do it. So simplicity is the next, you know, point to remember when it comes to making any kind of progress, any kind of consistent productivity and creation, doing it in a state of flow, you know, that the simpler you make it for yourself, the better. And to make it simple, have a good solid look at all the excessive, unnecessary things involving something. I've shared this before. My podcast, each episode used to involve a bunch of steps. You know, I'd record it, then initially I used to write it, not all the details, but kind of put it down on paper, then record it, then edit it, then, do one fresh podcast art for every episode, create one, then publish it. After that, transcribe, put it on my blog, and so on. And every single time, create content to post on Instagram, to promote it, etc. What I did was I trimmed out all the excesses, all the frills. And then I prioritized things on what is the most important thing that has to get done now, and then what can be done later, because it's a good thing to have, it's important, but not as important as the first thing. So then for me, publishing an episode, just recording and publishing it, that is the most important thing. And if that happens once a week, fair enough. I ditched this idea of creating podcast art for every single episode. Nobody's really, paying that much attention to it. Really, it's something that is good to have, but really not a necessity. Then when it comes to the transcription and posting it on my website, on my blog, I take my time to do it. I don't do it weekly anymore. I just keep publishing the episodes, and then whenever I get a chance, that's when I do the transcription and publishing on the website and the blog, because yes, I want it out there. But that is not something that adds pressure to me. That is not, that is a separate step, an entirely different part of the process, and it has nothing to do with the recording and publishing part of things, which is the core thing. So, you shave, whittle it down to the very core and make sure that gets done. And then everything else you either ditch it or do it for later. That is a very, very good way to look at your projects and look at the work you're doing and simplify things for yourself. The third and very important thing to keep in mind, if you need to consistently, steadily progress in anything, keep things flexible for yourself. So even within the consistency, there needs to be flexibility. Because the more flexible, so you have this outer framework which is non-negotiable, but inside that you can move things around, keep things, do things as you can. So that ensures the ease and the perfection. It helps that simplicity and perfection. It supports it. With the podcast, for example, as I said, in the initial years, I would make sure that I'm publishing every Tuesday morning, no matter what. And that would add pressure, and that kind of sucked the fun out of things. But now it's like, okay, one episode a week, but it doesn't matter what day of the week or what time. And it's not the most suggested thing. Podcasters who've been doing it for several years, veteran podcasters say that, no, you have a specific day, you have a specific time. It's like a TV show before Netflix and stuff, when we'd have TV shows on TV, we'd wait, right? Like, I'd wait, every Thursday evening, Buffy is going to come on TV, and then I'd clear my schedule and make sure I'm watching it at that time. Or, the similar way, veterans say that, okay, have it on a specific day of the week, specific time, so they know when to expect it and all that. If you can do that, great, right? But there's a good chance you may not be able to do that with whatever project you're working on. Then you be flexible. Don't beat yourself up. Don't be too hard on yourself. Make sure you took carve off time within, that week or month or whatever consistency you're aiming for with your project, with your work. It could be a daily thing too, right? Make sure there's something carved out. But don't be too particular about this time, this date and all that. if it helps you putting it, you know, to put it in your calendar and progress at a specific time, date and all to get you into the swing of things, if it helps you, fine. But if it feels like it's pressure or if you're not able to do it at that time, don't let go of it by saying, oh, I didn't do it on Tuesday anyway, so ditch it, I'm not going to do it. Or I didn't do it at 11 o'clock today in the morning, so ditch it, I'm not going to do it now at 7 o'clock. You know, things like that. So give yourself some grace. Be kind and gentle and compassionate for yourself. Give yourself that flexibility within a specific framework. And that, again, you know, make sure you're, it helps you ensure you're getting things done. It's kind of keeps things fun and interesting and easy. And then it'll help the project move and flow forward steadily. There are, of course, many more tools, many more things to consider when you want to progress in anything steadily, consistently. Just chug along, you know, even at a gentle pace, especially at a gentle pace, just keep going forward, moving ahead. But these three things, if you keep them in mind, and you ensure you're doing them, no? That itself is going to help you go a long, long way and feel content and, you know, feel a sense of flow and ease and all that through that process. You know, it's going to be fulfilling as you move ahead, as you keep making progress. So the three things are, to recap, letting go of perfectionism, prioritizing simplicity above all else, and keeping things flexible for yourself. These three things, at least these three main things, if you keep in mind, it's going to help you a lot. So that's it. That's the end of episode number 150. initially, when I wanted to publish this episode, my idea was to take clips from a lot of old episodes and do like a mashup thing, like a best of thing. But then that was too complicated. I was spending more time thinking about it and planning it than actually doing it. So I'm like, you know what? It doesn't have to be in episode number 150. That is a good idea. I'll do it at another time. When I have the time, the energy, all that, you know, I can always do it later. But right now, episode 150 has to be out there. And yeah, what better topic than to, talk to you all about how you can actually reach episode 150 a symbolic episode 150 in whatever work you're doing, you know, whatever project you're doing, the equivalent of that. All right, I'll talk to you again next week. Take care. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Feel Good Factor. I'm Susmita Veganosaurus and I'm looking forward to talking to you again very soon. Bye!